You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:40 on this Thursday, July 6th, which means it's time for Valley Talk. And I've got a very special guest today. We've got Brandon Carlson, Public Works Director. Brandon, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yep. And today we're going to kind of talk about the street plans. You know, we've kind of talked a little bit about it, like on the noontime news and stuff like that, but we wanted to bring you on here to get a more in-depth look at it and let the community know kind of what is going on behind the scenes there.
Yeah, we opened bids for our street improvements about 3 weeks ago, and they came in about I believe it was 38% over what the engineer's estimate was, and started talking to contractors on why the numbers were what they were, and most, you know, a couple of them it was deadlines for them, and a couple of them it was they didn't have crews to install the water main on Houston Avenue. So we had a discussion at council, I believe it was at last meeting or the previous, but anyways, we kind of took that into consideration, and we sent it out for bids again. We actually open them tomorrow, and we reduced the project size, went from the six streets that we're looking at being improved, which was, you know, Fifth Avenue South, Euclid, Guthrie, Alexander, and Houston Avenue, and then I had an alley in there. But so we removed the southern improvements, the Euclid Avenue, the Guthrie, the Fourth Avenue South, and the alley project. So when we rebid it this time, we rebid it with Alexander being reconstructed. That was dug up for a water main replacement in the previous year. So that'll hopefully get new curb, gutter, street, you know, the new street, and get it back to what it was before.
Do you think that there these other four streets that you weren't able to get to this time around will be attended to in the near future? Do you think maybe this is meaning that it's going to have to be put off for a few years? Or
it'll probably get pushed to next year.
Okay.
You know, part of the discussions we've had this year is maybe getting the bids out in January, February instead of spring, just to try and get at the front of the list for contractors. It's always a balancing act of trying to get budgets together and getting everything. You know, this year we got a little bit later than normal, just trying to get our street assessment policy in place. The old street assessment policy was only covering about 10-11% of the overall cost of the street improvements, and it just wasn't gonna sustain itself. So we've had a lot of discussions on that, and we're still tweaking it slightly, but we're in the 30% range now of the street assessments being assessed to the adjacent property owners. And but that's our bid opening got a little slightly later than normal, just trying to strap that part in. But you know, the Fifth Avenue or Euclid Avenue, Guthrie and Fourth, that is they're gravel roads right now. It's not the end of the world to push them off one year. So we're going to do that for this year. And then we did put Houston Avenue's water main replacement in this group. So hopefully we can get the water main replaced on Houston Avenue this year, and then get the street Alexander reconstructed. And then the following year, Houston can be reconstructed and go from there. I know the Woods Edition is getting kind of impatient on their street projects, and they keep hearing that it's next year, and I hate doing it, but it's just, it's part of you know, we don't want to
overspend.
We don't want to pass that, you know, at the end of the day, that 38% gets passed on to the assessed properties too. Yeah. So, we're trying to get the best bang for their buck at the same time too. Yeah. So,
yeah, you don't want to have the citizens overpay, even if they want it. You know, that's, I think most people would agree that they're probably not willing to necessarily overpay by that much. I mean, 38%, that's quite a bit. If that was a sale, you'd be like, holy, that's a really good sale. But yeah, on the flip side,
yeah, when you're talking an engineer's estimate of you know, $1.7 million, and you throw that extra 38% on there, yeah, it adds up. You're talking $500,000 to $600,000, whatever it is. So it's a hard decision to make, but it's just one I had to make. So
does this type of stuff happen often when it comes to these street plans, like the overestimate, or do you think it's kind of a recent thing? Or
you know, not 38% like it did this time. It's, you know, might come over slightly, or it all depends on the year. You know, it seems like everybody's having a hard time finding the labors to do these. You know, I know one of them couldn't get a concrete contractor to do all the aprons and curb and sidewalks. Yeah. It just seems like everybody's scraping for help, and that is a reflection of what comes back in the bids. You know, yeah, they can find somebody, and you know, the contractor that they can get is going to have to pay all their guys overtime because they're already full.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, I think it's mainly a reflection of the labor markets right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, like, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, these construction projects usually take months, if not years in some cases. So there's obviously a lot of stuff that goes into that side, just the labor, like don't even think about the materials and all that stuff. And then there's delays because of weather and stuff like that. So
yeah,
makes sense that there's some of those things that you have to, that can cause the amounts to be higher than expected.
Yeah. And you know, we probably about 3-4 years ago, there was a project that went late into fall, and you know, the later you get into fall, the more likely you're going to get rain events that shut you down for extended periods because you don't have the heat during the day, yeah, to dry everything out. And, you know, it's kind of why we had shortened up or moved our completion dates forward, was to avoid those situations. And now we've pushed it kind of back to what it used to be. You know, a deadline was mid-October now. And like I said, at council that day, you're kind of playing a little bit of a game with weather. You never know what October is going to look like. You know, some years you're golfing November 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Some years you're almost done in the beginning of
October.
Trick-or-treating
in the snow.
Yeah. So you never know. And you know, with the extended deadline, you might get into a situation where a project doesn't get complete that year, and you might have to deal with it till the next year. But kind of is what it is at this point, and we'll see what tomorrow brings and go from there.
So I think you kind of briefly touched on what was in specific being fixed, but you want to go into more detail about what is being repaired on these street projects?
Yeah, so on Alexander, they'll take all the old roadway, curb, sidewalk out, and there will be a sidewalk installed on the east side of Alexander between 4th Avenue North and Eickhoff Boulevard, and then all the curb and gutter will be and driveway approaches. So essentially at the end of the day, everything in the right of way is new. So The only thing, you know, that stays is the sanitary sewer. We inspect those with cameras before the road projects, and if they need to be repaired, we repair them. If they're in good shape, we leave them. And then, so you get curb, gutter, new blacktop. They dig out the first 16 inches to 2 foot of overburden and put fabric down and drain tile along the edge and put new class 5 in there and give it a new base so that, you know, in the future that base is there. And when the blacktop is, has hit its end of life, they just mill the blacktop out. And that's all they have to replace in the future then. So,
and then Houston Avenue, did you?
Yeah. Mention? Houston is just going to get a new water main this year. Okay. So, that water main kind of runs down the north, side of Houston. And then, you know, the portion that was going to get a new road this year is kind of big. It starts on over by Hunter, and it's a kind of a gradual curve halfway back to South Ash, and then it straightens out. So they'll have to, you know, when they put water main in there, they typically, the top of the trench, I believe, is 14 to 16 feet wide, and it tapers in from there. So probably, you know, when you get into the curve, most of the blacktop will be removed. When you're on the north end, it'll probably be half the road with most of the berm. And then when they're done with that, they put 6-ish inches of recycled blacktop in there for the year just to get by. And then the following year, they'll come through and do what they're doing on Alex this year. So,
what are some of the reasons for these repairs and stuff and new projects? Like, are things outdated or?
Yeah, so down in the Woods Edition, most of the water mains were put in early 1900s, so they're old, they're cast iron. There's there's a lot of when we did South Ash Street, which is a block over from Houston 4 years ago, you know, of the 15 household services, probably 4 of them were lead water services. And you know, with the new lead laws, any service that's identified as lead or galvanized has to be identified and replaced within a certain time frame. So it's old infrastructure that needs to be replaced. You know, you don't want to put $1 million road on top of a water main that could break at any minute, and then you're digging up your new road. So we try and get the infrastructure under the road in good shape, and then put the new surface on top of it. So
And obviously, like, if you replace these 100-year-old pieces of infrastructure now, you might not have to replace it again for another 100 years. So it's like, that's something that's just get it off the mind for a couple few decades. And then,
if we get PVC in there, I know I won't ever have to worry about it again.
Yeah.
So, for sure. You know, PVC is, you know, it's 100-200 year lifespan. Wow. So, I believe the failure point in it, they say, is the gaskets in the pipe, not the actual PVC. So, it's moving forward. You know, we don't install copper water mains or water services anymore. We install PVC, polyethylene, water services. So, you know, it's not prone to corrosion. And it just gives the services a longer lifespan.
So to circle kind of back to the beginning, you talked about, you know, the bids for the reduced plan. What kind of goes into bidding and stuff like that, like behind the scenes? Like,
yeah, so it's set, you know, it's set, we'll get, they survey the entire project, and then they, you know, get all the grades on if a storm sewer or whatnot needs to be relocated. And, you know, then the contractors will get a spec for the project that, you know, tells them they have to relocate whatever 100 linear feet of 36-inch storm sewer, and you know, these, they have to replace, we'll just say, 5 manholes and so forth. So then when we get the bids back from contractors, they're bid out according to the spec sheet that Widseth puts together. So it's a pretty, you know, I believe the spec that Widseth put out the first time for all 6 projects was a couple hundred pages. So
wow.
It's pretty detailed, and
yeah,
there's no gray area for bids to be placed with different expectations, I guess would be the best way to put it. So the project is what it is when it goes out, and there's no arguments when the project's done to what was expected at the end. So
and do these bids like happen in meetings? Like, do you get together with people, so, or is it kind of through email? Or?
So we advertise, legally we have to advertise, I believe it's 10 or 14 days before the bid opening. We get sealed bids and on a designated date and time, and we will sit with, it's typically Ashley, I, and Rich with Widseth that open the bids, and sometimes the companies are there to witness the bid opening. Sometimes they just call in and ask what the results were after. It kind of depends on the project. There's a threshold that I believe it's anything over $175,000 that we're required to do sealed bids for. So we follow those state statutes and go from there.
Well, all that stuff sounds very good. Good to let the community know about these plans, where they're at, and the reasons behind the scenes, and then what actually is, you know, being repaired and all that good stuff. So, as the Public Works Director, do you have anything else as we kind of approach the end of our talk here that you want to let people know about, and as we wrap this up?
You know, we're going to, on Monday, we're going to have a special Ways and Means meeting to discuss what we're going to do going forward with our garbage services in the city of Crookston. I kind of need to decide if we're going to continue to provide the service or if we're going to let the private industry take it over. Right now, we got about 3% of our community using our garbage service, which is kind of hard to justify. So we need to either provide a better service with cans and whatnot that might be utilized a little heavier, or I just don't feel we can continue to use our bag service and look our residents in the eye and tell them, make them think that that's acceptable. So yeah. 3%, you know, every water bill has $6 a month on it for the drive-by service, and only 3% of those customers are actually using the service. So we're going to look at that, what it's going to cost if we do go to a can service, and go from there. So,
okay, well, thank you very much, Brandon, for coming on Valley Talk, letting the community know about all this street plan stuff. And yeah, thank Sounds you for good.
Thanks again
for being on. So that was Brandon Carlson, Public Works Director, on this Thursday, July 6th edition of Valley Talk.